Strange things happen in California. Douglas and Dana Renard lived in Anaheim. They'd been happily married for 22 years, and they could have been happily married for another 22 years, except that they had decided to take their own lives in a suicide pact. They succeeded. In a videotape, they said that they were afraid of growing old. Douglas and Dana were 48 and 45 years old, respectively. None of us likes to feel that we are growing old. If the worst comes to the worst, we describe ourselves as middle-aged. Dr. Nash once said that describe middle age as the time when you've met so many people that every new person you meet reminds you of someone you already know. And yet we all grow old at exactly the same rate, one day at a time. The Bible honors old age. Listen to Leviticus. You are to honor old age and respect your God, for I am the Lord. Actually, the verse says that you are to stand up in the presence of gray hairs. It doesn't say what you are supposed to do in the presence of someone who doesn't even have gray hairs. I would imagine, bow down. Let's try it. In the presence of those who do not even have gray hairs, we should bow down. That wasn't very good. Proverbs also says, do not despise your mother in her old age. And Paul says, do not speak harshly to a person who is older than yourself. Proudly announces, as you know already, the age of its great heroes. And the days of Noah were 950 years. And Sarah was 127 years old and she died. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 and he died. If you ask me, not a moment too soon. In the old world, age was honored. In the new world, age is a misfortune. Some people try to deny it. They dress younger than they really are, or they buy expensive skin creams to do away with wrinkles. Others defiantly resist the passing of years. They go back to college when they're 80 years of age, or they start a new career when their contemporaries are making for the rocking chair. Or they become feisty, like Jenny Joseph, who famously said, when I am an old woman, I shall wear purple with a red hat that doesn't go. I shall spend my pension on brandy and summer gloves and satin sandals and say, we have no money for butter. I shall sit down on the pavements when I'm tired and gobble up samples in shops and press alarm bells. I will run my stick along the public railings and make up for the sobriety of my youth. I shall go out in my slippers in the rain and pick flowers in other people's gardens and learn to spit. Feisty. We can deny old age in ourselves, or we can be defiant about its effects, or we can demote it because it doesn't really matter at all. Doesn't mean anything. was painting nudes, which sure beats music. The list of old age achievers can stretch all the way from Michelangelo to Schweitzer, from Frank Lloyd Wright to Graham Bell, and there's only one problem with that great list. Our name isn't there. We've too often watched people slip into the sad and relentless twilight of Alzheimer's disease or dementia. And we pray to God we'll be gone long before it happens to us. We've too often seen the old neglected in poorly run nursing homes. And above all, we know that this body doesn't run as fast as it used to run, and this memory doesn't retain things the way it once did. We know that that is happening. For all the world's stage, and all the men and women, many players, they have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. But last scene of all, that ends this strange, eventful history, is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything. From the dawn of history, people have cried out against the indignities of old age. They said, rage, rage against the dying of the light. And Benjamin Franklin caught the dilemma very well when he said, everyone wants to live long, but no one wants to grow old. There's a wonderful picture in the book of Zechariah, which you all know so well, where the prophet is looking forward to the rebuilding of Jerusalem. And he says, in that great day, the old men and the old women will sit in the streets, and the young boys and the young girls, they will play in the streets. For him, that great day will be the day when the old will be sitting, watching, and the young will be running about and shouting, and each will have a place in the community, not the old shut away, out of sight in gated communities. I remember a time in my childhood when my grandmother was part of our household. She was very special to everyone, especially to us grandchildren. And we learned pretty quickly that you can't get everything you want in life unless you ask grandma. Your friends were talking about the older generation, and one of them said, oh, my grandmother is remarkable. 2 years ago, when she was 90 years of age, she started to walk 5 miles a day. That's amazing, said his friend. That's a marvelous. At 90 years of age, starting to walk 5 miles a day. Tremendous. How is she doing? Well, we're not sure. We don't know where she is. There's a moment in Shakespeare when Mark Antony has lost his last great battle and he feels his age. And for the last time, he takes off his armor on arm Eros. Long day's task is done. It's just a matter now of waiting for the end. But that is not how the New Testament sees it. Listen to these great words. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which clings have something that youth can never have. We have learned that youth strive for wealth and achievement. The need to beat the clock and beat our competitors were false values all along. In fact, they brought little happiness and even less contentment. Now we know that most of the things that we needlessly have set ourselves over were never that important in the first place. It's taken us half a lifetime to realize that God does not read resumes. Now we're beginning to know that the good life consists in laying aside the weights, learning to be more tranquil, learning to distrust naked ambition, learning to be closer to family and friends, learning to tend that little soul that is within. As the years pass, we all carry our fair share of embattled memories and painful scars. The missteps that are part of what it means to be human and imperfect. But growing into a new person means leaving that behind. It can't be changed now, but it no longer needs to shape our lives. The past need have no power over us. There is no need for guilt and no need for regrets and no need for sadness and no need any longer to dwell on the minor disloyalties and the major failures, because we have a God who wiped the slate clean long ago, just as we parents do that for our children all the time. So God gives our lives an infinite dignity at the very point where they seem most pathetic and weak. What did we learn on this journey that was so much more complex and difficult and challenging than we had ever dreamed when we were just in our teens? What did we learn? Learned about a love that is unwearied and a grace that is unconditional and a mercy that is always there. And every day we learned that we were blessed with 1,000 gifts. And hopefully we also learned, I think, some humbler and simpler lessons. As Nadir Scare, who's 85, said, "To live my life all over again, I'd take fewer things seriously. I'd take more chances, I'd take more trips, I'd climb more mountains, I'd swim more rivers, I'd eat more ice cream and less beans. If I had to do it over again, I'd travel lighter, I'd have more actual troubles but fewer imaginary ones. If I had to live my life over again, I'd start barefoot earlier in the spring and stay that way later in the fall. I'd pick more daisies and ride more merry-go-rounds." Let me finish with the story of Count Helmut von Moltke, who was the descendant of one of the great military families in Germany, condemned to execution by the Nazis in January 1945. His last letter to his wife and his children read thus: "I wept a little, not because I was sad and melancholy, not because I wanted to turn back, but from gratitude at the proof of God's presence. He has gone before us all our lives as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, and in a flash precious Lord.